Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Deron only retaliated because the refs literally saw the first punch, you know what I'm saying? And I don't blame him for the way he reacted, you know? And tempers got to flying. I mean, it is what it is. It's a physical game. Shit happens. But on my end, I just got to be smarter in certain situations and protect the team.
I don't blame him for what happened, is what Javon Kinlaw said about Deron Payne getting ejected for punching a lion. I don't blame him for what happened. S happens. The 2025 Washington Commanders. S doesn't have to happen. Yes, defensively, you're not going to get any stops. That much we know.
But that could happen.
You could just walk to the sideline after giving up a third touchdown in three drives. It could go that way, right? That was Kinlaw after the game. Deron Payne posted a video to his Instagram account, Danny, showing that Amon-Ra St. Brown hit him first. We're asking if you care. Changes nothing for me.
I only care in the sense that I think St. Brown should be fined. And I care in the sense that it's an attempt to justify what was, you know, I mean, that's on the border of premeditated versus heat of the moment, right?
Here's why I lost my cool. I got hit first is different than he hadn't touched me and I went up to him and punched him in the head.
Yeah. And so I go, oh, okay. And now I see what happened. I care about that. But to me, again, it's minutes. This is the part that I care about so much. Minutes of real time go by, not just game time, right? It's 4 minutes, maybe almost five between the two moments where that actually happens. When you think of play clock starting and stopping, penalties being announced, line back up, we do it again, a touchdown happens. It is so whiny and small and petty and sour grapes. I understand it sucks that you got punched in the face without a call. That's bad. The league should say you're fined. And if that happens, I don't know if everyone's going to be satisfied. I would like that to happen. Pause. Let's go to the next paragraph. Separate issue. Please don't walk up to a guy after a touchdown and swing on him and get ejected correctly.
Well, I've already made the case that my annoyance and aggravation is with the caliber of the player and the fact that he was a captain in the game. I do think heavier lies the crown in that situation, and my job today is to motivate and show how we're conducting ourselves, how we're acting. So it looks worse when it's your captain. I believe that. But I also think part of what we're not talking enough about is when you're having this type of stretch defensively, when you've been, you know, you've given up 1,800 yards and you've given up 154 points in the negative over these four games or whatever, just have a little bit of shame, right? Like, feel a little bit of, I'm not going to make this worse and make the optics worse by punching a guy. We can't do anything right. He gets to talk to me right now. Hopefully there's a time later in this game where I get to talk to him. But right now, this isn't really about me getting the last laugh when we're on our way to giving up 154 over four games. I think the way the defense has played during this stretch complicates and makes this worse. Let's go to Rich in Virginia. Hello, Rich. How are you?
Hey, guys. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Two first-time callers.
That's amazing today.
Already
two
today.
Two times.
What has gotten in
the way?
Hello, Rich.
I appreciate you guys. So when I initially saw this, it reminded me, well, first of all, I mean, this just all goes back to the elementary school additive of two wrongs don't make a right. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, this exact same situation, well, similar situation played out with my 12-year-old. So he was at school. He tends to be a little bit bigger than all the other kids in his class, and his best friend is half his size. So there was a kid that was messing with his best friend. He hit his best friend. My son, therefore, in reaction, grabbed the kid by the shoulder, turned him around, punched him in the stomach. The kid tries to walk off, in my eyes, trying to defuse the situation. My son turns him back around to punch him again, and the kid punches my kid. So when he's telling us about this, I equate his reaction to what all the way the fans are reacting right now. He told us this story, and I think his initial expectation was that we were going to be like, oh, well, why the heck did that kid punch you in the face? That's horrible.
Right, you're defending yourself. Who's Amon-Ra St. Brown here, and who's Deron Payne?
I'm trying to figure out which kid was which.
I think his kid is Deron Payne.
So the initial action to rescue your friend is noble, and that comes from a very good place. Then we go to another spot.
Let's go to Rainer in Maryland. Hello, Rainer. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, bud.
This is my first time calling as well, but I listen to you guys all the time.
Really appreciate
are
that. Jim Zorn's exhausted.
I mean, Jim's going to have to take a nap after
all. He hadn't worked that hard in a long time. Hadn't worked anywhere in a long time, right?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, so, I mean, I have two things. First of all, it's all about emotional intelligence. We're there to do a job, first of all. You know, like, they probably had no issues off the field or anything like that. This all had to do with the game. And I always think, look back at the caliber of players. The best caliber of players have emotional intelligence. Jaden Daniels, for instance, Tom Brady. We can name a few. Even back in the day, Art Monk. You know, they prove it on the field. You know, your team is down. You're struggling. And I just feel like you're there to do a job. And prove it in your playing. Just show up at least for your team instead of making selfish decisions. I believe in 100% what you guys are saying. And second off, I just have to say this. Punching someone is pointless in football because he has on a helmet. If I see this one more time.
It is insane. But look, it's the last thing you're thinking about, right? Because you're in the heat of the battle, in the middle of the game. It's not like the guy's going to take his bucket off. In hockey, you ask him, you want to go? He says, yes. You drop your helmets, you drop your gloves, and we square off. That isn't the way it works in football. So you either punch him in the helmet or you don't punch him. Now, obviously, you should not punch him. But people always say that, like, I can't believe these guys hit guys in the helmets. It's like, well, yeah, did they hit someone? Then they're going to hit him in the helmet because they're wearing a helmet. You're not taking the helmet off. That's not happening. But yes, is there a point to it? No. Are you going to potentially break something? Yes. Also, you're outside your mind. You're not thinking clearly. Yep. If you were, you probably wouldn't have been punching him to begin with.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late.
Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.